Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. Well, now I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. Well, now I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Winning Every Day. Life often presents us with moments of uncertainty, times when we don't have all the answers, yet we're called to move forward. But how do we trust God when the path ahead is unclear? Today, we're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. For we live by faith, not by sight. We'll explore what it means to walk in faith, even when we can't see the full picture. Get ready to be encouraged as we learn to trust God in the unknown. Again, the topic is, living by faith, not by sight, and our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, for we live by faith, not by sight.
I once read a speech given by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., where he said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." That quote has stayed with me over the years because it perfectly captures what it means to live by faith and not by sight. Imagine standing in front of a long, winding staircase, but the fog is so thick you can barely see past the first step. Would you still move forward? That's the kind of trust that God calls us to. Believing that He will guide us even when we can't see the full picture. Faith has its challenges. Let's be honest, walking by faith is not easy. We all love certainty. We love to see things mapped out clearly before we take action. But faith often means moving forward, even when things don't make sense. Think about Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 1, God told him, saying, "Go from your country, your people and your father's household to the land I will show you." At that point, Abraham obeyed God. It was raw faith. Abraham was with no map, no GPS, no step-by-step instructions. Just a promise. But Abraham obeyed, trusting that God knew the way. And God ordered his steps, without failing him. Can you relate? Maybe you're facing a decision right now, but you don't have all the details. Maybe you're waiting on God for direction, but all you see is uncertainty. What do you do? You have to trust God in the unseen. Here's the key. When we cannot see, we trust. And when we trust, we follow through totally in obedience. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 reminds us, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we don't see." Let's think about Peter walking on water in Matthew chapter 14. When Jesus called him out of the boat, Peter started walking on water, until he focused on the storm instead of Jesus. The moment he let fear take over, he started sinking. What is your focus on today? Is it on God's word about your life, or on other distractions around you? Sometimes in life, we are like Peter. We step out in faith, but then the storms of doubt, fear, and uncertainty try to pull us under. At times like that, we must keep our eyes on Jesus. He never asks us to have all the answers, just to trust Him. If you're struggling to trust God today, remember that God has never failed you before, and He won't start now. Look back at your life. God has always come through, even if it wasn't in the way you expected. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's a promise. What area of your life is God asking you to trust Him today? Is there a step of faith you've been afraid to take? What is holding you back? Maybe it's in your career. Maybe it's in your finances. Maybe it's in a relationship, your health, or a big decision you need to make. Whatever it is, I want to encourage you today. God is faithful. Even when you can't see what's ahead, He does. Even when you feel lost, He is leading you. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6 reminds us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." As you go today, remember this. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the next step. Trust God with the unknown. He is already in your future, making a way for you. Today, walk in faith, not by sight. You are not alone. God is walking with you every step of the way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us that we are called to walk by faith and not by sight. In moments of uncertainty, help us to trust you completely, knowing that you are always in control. Strengthen our hearts, increase our faith, and give us peace as we follow your plan, even when we don't see the full picture. We believe that you are working all things for our good. Today, lead us, guide us, and help us to walk boldly in faith. We speak favor, protection, and breakthrough into all that concern us today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Leviticus chapter 14, and for the evening, Matthew chapter 26 from verse 55 to 75. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.